Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1259. In the writing, it's shiur number 411, 411. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of if one is eating washed and they ate bread and they ate the right amount, like we were discussing, and they're eating a meal, and now they, what brachas do you have to make? What brachas don't you have to make during the course of the meal? So we spoke about appetizers last meal. Last meal. I'm holding by the meal. We spoke about appetizers last share. I just want to review real quickly what we said over there. We said over there, bottom line is appetizers. If it's a regular appetizer like mushroom blends, potato blends, that's no problem. Of course, that's a main staple food. If it's some sort of a fruit type of a thing that is running into a machlokes, therefore one should, there are two ways of getting out of it. There's another way also. One could eat, another way which we didn't mention, one could eat bread together with the appetizer. As they eat each bite, it just take a little bit of bread together with the appetizer, and that is another way of working with it. But we did mention two other ways in reference to the appetizer. One could eat either a fruit which is not part of the appetizer and make a bracha on it during the course of the meal, or one could eat before the meal itself a piece of fruit, which is also the same bracha of the appetizer, mm-hmm. and have in mind the appetizer. And that could even be part of the appetizer, even a tiny little piece of the appetizer, make a bracha before they go to wash. But in that case, if they're doing it before they go to wash, they have to be careful to eat less than a kazayas. Like this, they don't get themselves into a question of burn of fushes. Okay, so that's as far as that. We'll talk a little bit more about the bread part and how that works in reference to eating it together with the appetizer upcoming shiurim, b'linader. But so just getting back to where we're up to now, we recently spoke about the fact that if one makes, for example, rice or couscous, they eat, there's two things, interesting type of foods. Rice, you have cooked rice, and you have couscous. So those are both, by the way, mizonos. If somebody eats them during the week, if somebody eats them without a meal, it's a bracha of mizonos. And I just want to stress, rice is mizonos, and bernefoshes, couscous is usually made out of one of the five grains, so it's a mizonos and al hamichya. If you ate a kazayas, bechdeich, it was bras under form in a period. Now, many times those two type of foods, the reason why I'm mentioning rice and couscous, those are types of foods that sometimes come with raisins, almonds, different type of things in them, raisin almonds, which is items which one would have to make if one eats it separately, right, during the course of a meal as a little bit of a snack, a couple of raisins, they take a couple of nuts or whatever to munch on, they would have to make an extra bracha. But the fact that the raisins and almonds are now part of the rice or the couscous is part of this main staple food, which is rice or couscous, which one would not have to make a bracha on. So therefore, they also would not have to make a bracha on the rice or the couscous, which is what we spoke about in the past. And it's even true, we mentioned also, it's also true if one removed one or two almonds or raisins from the rice or the couscous in the middle, right? They're eating this thing, and in the middle they take out one raisin and take it to munch on just as they're eating the rice. It's in the rice, it's mixed in. It's a tuffle, it's part of the dish of rice, it's part of the dish of the couscous. They'll take out a piece of one raisin or an almond just to munch on separately, so that's already covered as part of that. So due to the fact that the raisin is part of the rice, which was already covered by the original hamotzi. Okay, but what we do want to stress today and keep in mind is this is only true if one pulls out one or two, you know, in the middle you'll pull out one or two almonds, and just as you're eating the rice, you're eating it together, you just took one separately. It's like a tuffle, ikar and tuffle. You took out one piece of the tuffle, a little piece of the tuffle, right, the item that's subordinate to the main thing, the main food, so it's already covered by the original bracha. But if in fact one chooses, let's say one says, oh, I have this plate of rice, and you know what, I want to have raisins for dessert, so I'm going to pull out all my raisins from the, pull out a whole bunch, all the raisins from pull out all the almonds from the rice or the couscous, I'm going to put on a plate on the side, and that's what I'm eating for, that's what I'm going to eat, that'll be my dessert, right? So for example, if they pull out a whole bunch of raisins, a whole bunch of almonds, they're going to put it on the side, this is going to be my dessert, right? So then they would taka have to make a separate bracha, even though it was originally part of the rice or couscous. You say, what do you mean? It's part of the main dish. Yeah, but over here, they're pulling it out specifically, separately. This is going to be my dessert, and therefore, It's not really a tofel anymore. It's not they're not eating it for sustenance or fulfillment as part of this dish of rice or couscous. They're pulling it out. It's a totally separate thing. Well, the fact that it was put in there together, but now they pull it all out and they're eating a separate thing later on as dessert. I'm eating my raisin. So they would have to talk and make a separate bracha. So one has to keep that in mind if one in fact does such a thing. But again, you're pulling it all out and putting it on the side. If you pull out one in the middle while you're eating your plate of rice or while you're eating your plate of couscous, that would be fine. That's all part of the main dish. So this is all brought down in Sefer Hilchas Brachas by Reb Malka Shlita and Simon Kufayin Zayin, Ois Kotten Yud Daf Shin Nun Hey. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Bracha Kol Tov.